hard to kind of put it into words. It's been an interesting journey. You know, the guy you see today is the same guy he was at 4 years of age. Having three sons, we've come to the conclusion that, you know, and I think most parents come to the same conclusion that no two children are the same. And Kyle is has always been an extremely kind person, kind of a good guy, obviously physically gifted. And in some ways, maybe I think the gifts that he had in so many different areas might have been kind of a, you know, jack of all trades, master of none, try to find a direction. And I think through experience and through life's journey, he figured out that he was wired best for football. And it seems to be what makes him happy for a lot of reasons. You know, anyone who's a parent, I think, will agree with what I'm about to say. I think, I rarely ever think about my accomplishments, rarely. You're spending too much time raising three boys. You're laying in bed at night staring at the ceiling thinking, have we done enough today? What can we do tomorrow? When any of your kids have any measure of success in anything, you're extremely proud. And someone said this to me a while back. I think you're as a parent, we're as happy as our saddest child. So we're pretty happy today.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that might be a tough dynamic for, I think, anyone. I think Reggie's doing a great job out there. Obviously, I'm partial to the Raiders. It's being an alumni and playing in the same place for 13 years, which is kind of an anomaly in today's world, you know. When I played, you know, you played in the same place the majority of your career. And I was fortunate enough to do that for 13 years in an organization that, like this organization, that feels that they should be challenging for a championship every year. This is, to me, one of the crown jewel franchises in football. There's not a lot of them. And the town, the history of the organization, the great players that have played here, the expectations in the building, it's important. And it doesn't hurt to have a franchise quarterback, as much as that pains me to say. Well, you know, I think the hay's in the barn on that one, really. Diane and I both have tried to instill in all three of our boys, this is how you handle yourself. This is how you work. This is the kind of person you should be. And you just hope that some of that took root. And, you know, we've seen over the last 3 years with Kyle a tremendous amount of growth. And in addition to that, the realization that, you know, I tend to repeat myself 4 million times. I've heard the same things 4 million times. And fortunately, a good deal of that has taken root with him, and he's in a good place. I've been saying this to his mom since he was 4 years old. He's kind of a freak of nature, physically. It's just, you know, God just puts their hand on some people and puts their hand on their shoulder and say, you're gifted. Now, what are you going to do with it? And that's Kyle. When you throw 95 in high school and you're 295 in high school and you're running a 4.8 and you can jump out of the building and tomahawk dunk a basketball and all those things. The question then becomes, what direction do you go in and how important is it to you? And it became obvious to us that over the last few years, it was very important for him. And, you know, he was humbled along the way. Here was a kid who was a two-sport All-American, could have gone anywhere in the country, drafted in baseball. He could have gone anywhere for football, and made a decision going one direction, stumbled a bit, and, you know, back in 2009. And, you know, it's interesting the way things are dissected and, you know, today's media. And I'm part of it. You know, that sells. I understand that. But the 3 years of, and I said to him, 4 years since that time, with each passing day, the only thing you can control is showing up, doing a good job, being a good guy, being a good teammate, work as hard as you possibly can. and you're building credibility capital every single day, and it's one brick at a time. And that's kind of my philosophy. It was really interesting. All of us were together. We had our in our library at the house. We had a little war room, and we couldn't pack any more chairs in there. And you know, it was just great. You know, the whole family was there, and a couple of close friends. I knew when the kid Pugh came off the board as the fifth tackle, and the two guards were off the board. I kind of felt like, you know, and I won't share, you know, the two or three teams that were picking after Chicago, but I felt like it was a really good opportunity. Maybe the cow would go somewhere between 20 and 28, 29 without tipping my hand. But he would have been off the board. You know, and I've heard people say, well, they should have traded down and, you know, got him in the second round. He wouldn't have been there. You know, and that's a... The draft is such it's kind of an evolving process, and none of us know how it's going to unfold. You know, how many tackles go off the board, how many guards go off the board. We knew there was going to be a run on offensive linemen, which didn't know was going to be that extreme. And if you need a lineman, who's next up, and who do you have on your board? And value becomes in the eyes of the beholder.
What's the draft?
I just talked to Ron Wolf. I said, Ron, aside from that terrible contract you signed me to, I heard you were trying to trade me to Chicago. He denied it.
I was going to ask you, how familiar were you with the fact that guys were trying to get you?
It's really interesting. And the way it all kind of lines up is, you know, Kyle's drafted by the White Sox. He's now drafted by the Bears. At one time, Marvin Demoff, who represented John Elway and Dan Marino, was trying to orchestrate a deal to bring the pick from Chicago to the Raiders to potentially get Elway. At least that's the way the ESPN story unfolded. And to add even more interest to the whole story, Marvin Demoff represents both our sons.
You probably would have been.
How's that? So I said to Marvin last night, I said, you finally got along in Chicago.